Musician Judith Hill had a career that seemed star-dusted. She sang with Michael Jackson, performed at his memorial in
2009.
She was also featured in 20 Feet from Stardom, the 2013 Oscar-winning documentary about backup singers. It won a Grammy.
Can I have a little desperation? Do you want?
Desperation from 20 Feet from Stardom. Then Judith Hill told an interviewer she'd like to work with Prince. He reached out, she became his protege, and much more. But she was sent reeling by his sudden death in 2016. And then what could have been a knockout punch, the online vitriol from people who somehow blamed her for both Prince and Jackson's deaths. They called her the Black Widow. Judith Hill stopped recording for a while. But now she's back, and as she sings on her new album, Judith Hill will not be put down again.
Well, I won't stop. Give me chaos and give me pain, but you can't never kill my flame.
Flame from Judith Hill's Letters from a Black Widow. She joins us now from the NPR West studios in Culver City, California. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And what are you doing here with that title? Reclaiming the name that hurt you so much, making it what?
Yeah, it's really confronting it in a way that I was never able to do it before, and turning pain to power, finding my strength again.
Well, and you are a Black woman, and you are, in a way, can I say, a widow. I mean, your friendship with Prince, your relationship with him, that was deep.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Very much.
So I'm just wondering if you're saying, yeah, that is me, and not in a bad way.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting that you say that, because yes, in a sense, what was considered sort of a very negative word, I'm finding other meanings of it.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit about what you had to endure, this online hatred, in the song Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Hey, sir, that's not my name.
Black Widow.
Hey, sis, don't call me that.
Some of the things they were saying.
Oh, it's not a coincidence that she was with Michael at the end, where, you know, working on This Is It, and then now with Prince. And so there was just a lot of like very baseless conspiracy theories. And then some people were just like, they were just upset that I was there at the end and felt like he needed more help, or that I was, there's just a lot of different, you know, accusations and speculations about what was there.
It's so ridiculous, and it happens to women. And what's being missed there is they were with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were choosing you. Why do you think that was? Talk about, I think I know what that was about. You know, they could see this extraordinary voice that you had, this extraordinary person that you are. Talk about working with them.
Two very uniquely different experiences, but both so incredible. I mean, I was so honored. I was, you know, somebody that really didn't do much at the time when I was working with Michael. I was just a kid that was, you know, coming out of college, but he really did love my voice and felt like I could bring something to the show. And it was pure magic being a part of that experience. And then with Prince, it was just an incredibly enriching and powerful experience to have someone like that, who I truly admired and really considered one of my biggest influences, and to be able to work with him like that was very powerful.
Well, let's talk about your voice, which both of them recognized. We hear it on One of the Bad Ones. This is the first track of Letters from a Black Widow.
Oh,
Okay. So, what is that like?
I just feel like it's a part of my inner being just crying out. And that's what music is. It's just this human guttural thing that comes out of you. And like, it really allows you to access like the spiritual world and access other people that are going through things. That's what I love about singing, how raw it is and how powerful it is.
Well, and you came to it as a very young girl, I understand, 4 years old and from a musical family. What was music to you growing up?
For me, music was really a way for me to access just the higher transcendence of God and spirituality. I grew up in the church, and I really wanted to do what these singers were doing that just moved me to tears. I wanted to be able to make sounds and music that just made me just want to almost levitate. And so as a kid, I was blessed and honored to grow up around so many incredible singers like Rose Stone, Tata Vega, and just so many incredible soul and gospel singers who I really modeled myself after and found so much inspiration.
Well, and they, I would assume, include your mom and grandma.
Yes.
You have a song, Dame de la Lumière. It pays tribute to them. Let's listen to a little.
She turned all the flames into roses, a survivor, and she won't quit. She's standing taller than a mountain with all the other Dame de la Lumière, strong and bright, diamond shining in the night. All the women in the
What are you saying about those women?
Well, these are the matriarch of my family and just so incredibly powerful. My grandma and my mother just really show me the example of what a strong woman is. And my mom, she's a cancer survivor. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer over 10 years ago. She's still fighting, but she's powerful and she's traveling around the world. She's in good health, but she's really her courage and her strength. And that taught me, you know, that bad times make strong women, and you know, we are much stronger than we thought we were. And so I get my strength from looking at the examples of my mom and my grandma.
Yeah, and that seems to be you know, girding you now. Your dad and mom are in your backup band.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love that.
Yeah.
But there was a time right after, you know, the loss of Prince, when all of this was happening, when you saw a therapist who encouraged you to write about the feelings you had because of this online just viciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you also took a little bit of a psychedelic trip.
I did.
And that helped you what?
It showed me that I was trying so hard to take away the pain, or just trying so hard to get rid of it. And after many years, it was really just glaring right there in front of me. And I had to just acknowledge that it's okay to not try to work so hard against it, but just allow it to exist and to be kinder to yourself. Give yourself more grace. Stop trying to fix things. And so when I just kind of stopped and I really acknowledged the pain, it really, that's when I wrote this album, and this album came pouring out. Mm. It was just like waiting to be written.
Yeah. I mean, you said, I think it was in the New York Times interview, you always felt like your name mattered only because it was in relation to someone else, Prince's protege or Jackson's friend. Can you see that they chose you? Can you see that? And
right.
Can you feel that strength now?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that I feel the strength. And really, this is such a special time in my life, because this is the part where I show to myself and to other people what it really looks like to continue.
Yeah.
You know, you just keep going. You know, you just run an extra mile that one time when you feel like giving up, and really not allowing the labels of the world and society to define you, but you create your own label, your own definition. You say, this is who I am. And that becomes a new world and inspiring to others.
Yeah. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Judith Hill, the new album again, Letters from a Black Widow. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Is there something you'd like us to go out on?
Maybe like the chorus of You Got It, Kid, because it's the song that I'm telling my inner child. You got it, kid. You got this. It's your time to shine.
Every time I try to fly, my crown from the gate of hell is small. So I ain't ever, ever
one more new great song from Judith Hill. This is Runaway Train